Wood storage lessons to learn. It is one of our top questions. Wood storage. Where to store wood, how to store wood, temperature ideal for storing wood, shelf life of stored wood. If you are an avid follower of our readings, you are likely familiar with our two cartoon characters, Tom and Bert. Through these characters, Smokealicious has been able to guide millions of home grilling and smoking enthusiasts on techniques and tips to make every wood-fired cooking event a success. Here are some great lessons to learn from Tom's wood storage mistakes. Tip number one. Tom says, "Man, these chips are taking forever to start smoking. What am I doing wrong here?" Tom is using a traditional charcoal grill. One of the first tips concerns the charcoal. Be sure it is super hot, gray in color, and that once you add the wood chunks or chips to the hot coals, you have your lid ready to go on. This is when the difference between hardwood that has some measurable moisture versus one that is too dry to register determines if smoke vapor will be produced. No moisture means no smolder. That in turn means no smoke vapor to infuse your foods. Tip number two. Bert asks, "How have you been storing these chips?" Tom says they've been sitting on the picnic table since last week. Why? Tom admits that he did nothing special to store his extra wood chips. He made the mistake of leaving the leftover chips exposed to the elements, sun, rain, air. These elements can cause the wood to lose moisture much faster, especially when the product is a wood chip. Moisture depletes much faster in chips than in chunks. All wood needs to be stored under proper conditions, regardless of the size of the pieces. Cooler temperatures like those in your refrigerator are best, which is why many people find garages and basements to be ideal. Tip number three. Bert says, "Tom, you got to store this sort of stuff inside with temperature control. Have you looked at the heat index? We're at 95% humidity. No wonder it won't smoke." But Tom just said, "So what? It's not like wood can spoil." Tom's friend Bert is quick to point out that wood does require proper storage. If you want to be sure any extra wood will be good material for your next grilling smoking event, take the time to store it properly. A cool, dark, dry location is ideal. If you are considering a garage or basement, be sure the wood is not set directly on any cement flooring or additional moisture will be drawn in from the cement, making the wood too wet. That is when mold can set in. You can use just about anything to store the wood. Cardboard box, plastic crate with air holes, metal crate or basket, even a wood box. Tip number four. Tom is quick to point out to his friend, or Bert is quick to point out to his friend Tom, that wood can spoil. You need to keep it in a cool, dry place up off the ground, or it will dry out and burn up with little or no smoke. When you want to use hardwood for flavor essence infusion, moisture is important. Without any measurable water level in the hardwood, what was intended to be used as a flavor enhancer literally becomes a fuel wood. Just like the seasoned firewood used in the home fireplace or wood stove, wood that dries out too much produces more heat with less aromatic. Dry wood added to charcoal equipment will become fuel, just like the charcoal. No long burst of smoke will result as the dry wood burns up too quickly. This is not the outcome you want when hot smoking. Learn from Tom's mistakes and properly store your hardwood chunk and/or chip investment. By taking the time to store the wood correctly, you get the longest value from your purchase. Did you love this blog? Then please share it.